You're listening to Badass Business School with Claudia Manjak, your no BS business and sales coach. Tune in weekly for practical advice on sales, marketing, social media, launching, and behind the scenes of running a multiple six-figure business. If you're anything like me and want to keep things simple, authentic, and profitable in your business, you're in the right place. Now let's get to it. Hello, hello. I am so excited to be talking about this topic today because if you know me, even a little bit, you know that I love to talk about sales. And today we're gonna get deep into the skills that you need as an entrepreneur to be making more sales. So these are specific sales skills that I want you to be nailing if you want to grow a successful business. Some of them are going to be more tangible than the others. And I can tell you that these five skills are not only going to help you to get more clients, sell more of your courses and programs, etc., but they're generally going to make you a better leader. And if you want to be successful in your business, it's not all about the numbers, but it's more about how you're showing up in front of your audience, in front of your clients, in front of your team, and so on. So let's just get into it. So first of all, the reason why all of these are important, I want to emphasize this, is the fact that if you don't have sales skills, you won't have sales. And if you don't have sales, there's no money, aka there is no business. So I really want you to be taking out a notebook or open up your Google Keep, your Notion, your Asana, wherever you take your notes, and start writing this stuff down, because this is very important. And I almost want you to think, how many of these five skills are you nailing? If you were to give yourself a 1 to 10 rating on each of these, which ones would you say that you have nailed? And you will see as I get speaking about them, the fact that they are quite different. Some of them, like I said, they're more tangible. Some of them are very relevant on sales calls and lives, etc. Some of them are more sort of copywriting based, and some of them are just general for you as a human. So without further ado, let's get straight into the top five most important sales skills that you need to master as an entrepreneur. Number one is all about active listening. And this is one of those skills that are most important during a sales call, a negotiation, as you're meeting your team, as you're speaking to clients, and so on. Because this is a sales skill that you can use in more than one aspect of your life and business. So what is active listening? So the easiest way for me to explain active listening to you is really where you're not listening to answer, you're listening to understand. And again, I'm going to repeat this. So it's you're not listening to answer, you're listening to understand. Also, another term for it is reflective listening. So you really are very present as you're listening. And I'm going to give you specific ways in which you can do that. And I think this one is going to be most applicable to most of you on sales calls. So say you're speaking to a lead and someone is telling you all about their problems and, you know, what they're facing and what they're looking for and so on. The best way for you to show the fact that you're truly listening is to, of course, be present, listen to them, watch their body language and so on, but then to be actually feedbacking to them, basically telling them back what you've heard. And you can do this in two different ways. The first way is to do it as they say it to you. So let's just say that I am a copywriter and I'm speaking to you and you are a business coach, and I am saying I really want to grow my copywriting business, but I feel like what's holding me back is not being able to attract clients on social media. And then, you know, you as a business coach would say, okay, you know, person, I hear you. So you're telling me that you feel that what's holding you back is the fact that you're not sure how to attract clients on social media. So in that case, myself, as the person who is leading that call, I am there showing the fact that I am hearing, I am listening, I am present, I really am understanding, because that level of empathy is so, so important if you want someone to trust you. So active listening should be very high on your list as a skill, not just for business or sales, but just a life skill for you to be practicing, because the more active listening you do, the more you're going to be present in your life and you're going to be able to have much better relationships, not necessarily only with your leads, but just in your own life. And also, this will allow you to confirm that you heard them correctly. Because so many times we think someone said something, but really when it comes down to it, turns out that's not what they meant. So by you confirming and telling them back what you feel like you heard, you're giving them a chance to correct you and to say, no, actually what I meant is this and that. And another way to, I know I'm going very in depth on this one, but it's very important. Another way to show the fact that you're actively listening is to ask follow-up questions to really show the fact that you want to understand. So taking the example from earlier for the copywriter who's struggling to attract clients on social media, I would say, okay, so why don't you tell me in detail what you feel like you've tried over the last 3 months in order to attract clients on social media? So here, I'm not challenging them. I'm not telling them you're not right, but I'm asking them, okay, well, what have you done about it? I'm trying to understand the situation further. So this is going to show them the fact that you care and you're present. So like I said, this one is best used on a sales call, but I would encourage this with any kind of, you know, interaction with a human being, wherever you are. So number one, active listening. I would say probably the most important sales skill that you could learn ever. Then let's get into number two. This is quite a big one that I feel like most people are very scared of. So I'm doing two in one. You'll see the fact that in general, I have so many tips that I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna try and give you all of them in one. And this one is all about objection prevention and handling. So objection handling, you've probably heard of it before, and we'll talk about it in a second, but objection prevention, this is one that I do not see enough people thinking about or talking about. And that's why when you're on a sales call, when you're in the DMs with someone and you're trying to sell to them, they will have an objection because that's just natural. Objections are such a normal part of sales and business in general because people, you know, will have some preemptive like ideas of like what something means, the fact that something is expensive, that they don't have time for it, what if it doesn't work out. These are just normal objections, so you need to get used to them. And the best way to be doing objection prevention is to basically be writing down the top 5 or top 10 objections that you normally face. So if you think about the, you know, your last 10 leads, wherever they were, what were the biggest objections? And I would literally write them down again in a Google Keep or a Google Doc or on a piece of paper and write down your answer to them and what those are. So, you know, it could be something, you know, this thing is too expensive for me. And maybe your answer to that would be, what would it be worth it to you if you could, you know, insert transformation? Like, what would it be worth it to them if they could actually get the results? Because, for example, again, I'm going a bit deep on the objection handling, but this is a big one, is the fact that they think it's expensive, but that's not actually their objection. What they feel is the fact that they will not get the results, so this might be a waste of money, which is why they feel like this is not worth it. But what you need to do in that case is ask them what this is worth it and get them to realize the fact that they will get results if they actually trust you. So really here is a problem of trusting and of results rather than money. And if you wouldn't have actually thought about this objection, you would have just said, well, I understand, it's too expensive for you. And then you ask like, oh, I can give you a payment plan. And then that's it. That's the end of the conversation. You're not going to get a sale. So if you're being proactive and actually doing objection prevention, you can write all these things down. And then you'll actually have them ready for a sales call. If you actually feel like you want to prepare in advance, you can reread them and have an idea of all the possible objections that someone could have. But something that I love to do and I teach my clients to do as well is to be doing that in your content. So I want you to be doing objection prevention in your content. So you could do literally a post, a live, you know, wherever, whatever social media platform you use, and saying, I know you feel like this might be too expensive, but have you considered that really it's your fear of failing and you're afraid that this is not going to work for you? In that way, you're already getting them to think about their objection in advance. You're giving them awareness of the fact that the problem is not really the money, but it's more about the actual trust, either in themselves or in you or in the program or in the methods and so on. And this is how you do objection prevention and objection handling. And this is such an important skill to have in sales because so many people do not get the sale because they haven't done enough objection prevention and handling. And they're almost choosing to put their head in the sand and pretend like there are no objections, so I don't need to speak about it. But it's very important to handle them, you know, just straight, because there's nothing wrong with objections. Objections are an unanswered question, so it's your job to answer the damn question. And that is tip number two, skill number two that you need if you want to be successful at sales as an entrepreneur. And I don't want to hear you saying, I don't like sales, sales is uncomfortable. If you are an entrepreneur, you're automatically a salesperson because you're selling yourself, your programs, your services. You need to be very comfortable with self-promotion because that's the only way in which you're going to move forward. And I'm telling you, sales can be fun because you realize that by selling, you're serving people. By selling, you're allowing people to get the next level, whatever it is that you're working on or selling. Have you been wondering how others are getting clients consistently and growing their business, but you're somehow still stuck and wondering what's missing? The good news is I can help the same way that I've helped over 100 female entrepreneurs just like you to feel aligned and build profitable businesses that work for them. Join me in my free visibility and sales mastery challenge, where you will learn how to stop wasting time on things that don't work, how to become visible in front of ideal clients and get booked out. It's gonna be an epic 3 days of learning, and I'll be personally checking your daily homework. And hey, did anyone say free prizes? I honestly can't wait. You can find all the details in the show notes, so sign up and let's make you a badass CEO. Now back to the episode. Now let's get into number three. And number three is all about your communication skills. So if you want to be selling effectively, you need to be selling with conviction. So your communication skills need to be on point. There is a reason why, you know, politicians and all these very public-facing people, they get comms skills, you know, PR, etc. Like, they get all these communication skills because that's what's going to get someone to buy from you. Whatever you're selling, you need to be selling it with so much confidence, and you need to really understand how you can communicate in a way that builds trust, builds authority, and is going to get someone to go through that know, like, trust process and get them to the point of buying from you. So if you want to be an expert at sales, you need to learn to work on your communication skills. You need to be able to communicate your offer and the value of your offer specifically in a way that makes someone feel like a no-brainer. And how you do that is that you really need to understand who you're talking to, and you really need to understand your offer and the value behind it. It's so, so important that you're focused on the transformation that you're selling rather than going in depth on all of these features, because features can sell certain things, and people, there'll be a certain type of buyer that cares a lot about how many calls are in this thing, or how many modules, how many videos, etc. But that's only a piece of the puzzle. Most people buy based on the promise of the result, on the basically the possibility of them being that person, you know, on the other side, of them becoming this other version of themselves, you know, a higher level version of themselves, or a more confident or a happier version of themselves. And it's through your communication skills that you're going to be able to portray that transformation to them. So always work on your communication skills, whether that's written. Copywriting is key, guys. If you're sitting here thinking, I'm not good at writing, well, become good at writing, because for the rest of your career as an entrepreneur, if that's even a career, I would say it's a lifestyle, you're going to need to sell yourself one way or another. Even if it's you going on podcast as a guest, you will need to be able to sell yourself. Even if it's you going live, you know, with your audience, you will need to be able to sell yourself. So communication skills and selling with conviction is a super important sales skills that I want you to really nail, because it's going to help, like I said, your business, but also your life, because you want to be a convincing, trustworthy person. And a lot of that comes from communication skills, verbal and nonverbal. So the way that you carry yourself, your tone of voice and intonation and language and all of that good stuff. Again, I'm not a communications expert, but I have been in the business world for over 10 years. And I can tell you that communications and the way that you speak makes a huge difference. Dare I say, it's almost more important than what you're saying. It's how you are saying it. And that is number three. The next skill that you need to master, and this one I'm hoping is going to be a no-brainer, so I'm not going to dwell on it too much. It's all about subject matter expertise, aka know your shit. If you're selling something, you need to know it inside out. You cannot sort of know it. A lot of people are not good at sales because they're not good at selling their thing. They're not sure what they're selling. They don't know their offer inside out. They don't understand their ideal client inside out. They don't know the area of expertise. So if you're sitting here, for example, trying to sell a content strategy package, but you're new at content and you have no idea how to create a content strategy, you won't be able to sell it because people won't trust you because you're not speaking as an expert. So it's very important that whatever you're selling, you feel like the expert in it. And I'm saying feeling because often it's very much a feeling that you have. When you feel like you are the expert, you show up differently. So it's very important that you actually know all the pieces of that offer as you're trying to sell it, rather than trying to wing it and be creating this random offer with skills that you're not even sure that you have. If you're going to be selling something that you're not great at, you're not going to feel great selling it and you're not going to sell it. So just make sure that whatever you're selling, you feel like you're an expert in. You could be speaking about it, you know, I could wake you up at 3 a.m. and you could tell me everything about that area of, you know, that topic or whatever. And also, this is going to help hugely, again, on sales calls. When someone is going to have questions about your offer, you're going to have a compelling answer because you will understand exactly how this works, your method, why it's important, how it's going to affect them, how the fact that they're not working on this is affecting them, and so on. Number four, most important sales skill, it's all about subject matter expertise. And these are not in a specific order, as in from the most important to the least important. These are all equally important. And what matters most is that you work on the ones that you feel like you're lacking. And then we're getting into number five. And this one is the least tangible one. And that's why I wanted to leave it last, because I feel like the first ones were actually things where you could take tangible action today. But this one is more of a mindset one. And again, I put two in one because I wanted to give you as much value as possible. And it's all about self-motivation and abundance mindset. And I'm gonna take them one by one. Self-motivation, or, you know, resilience as well, it's all about the fact that as an entrepreneur and as a salesperson, no one is coming to save you. No one is coming knocking at your door at 8 a.m. being like, hey, are you working on your business yet? Hey, how much work have you done on this and that? And of course, you can always get a coach, a mentor, an accountability buddy. But ultimately, you need to develop a certain level of self-motivation that is going to make you excited to get out of bed and to be selling your offer, excited to be talking about it, excited to be creating content, to be taking someone through a funnel, and so on. That level of self-motivation cannot be replaced with any of the skills above, because all of the skills that I gave you above need to first have that layer of self-motivation to get you off your ass and doing it. Because if you're not going to implement all these things, what's the point? Like, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you already know that you're not going to take action, it's not the skills that you're missing, it's the self-motivation that you're missing. So I want you to be thinking of a time in your life where you had the self-motivation. And if you're telling yourself the fact that you're not a motivated person, or, you know, all of these negative thoughts, I want you to think of that time where you did have the self-motivation, when you did achieve something, and to try to almost reverse engineer that and try to get yourself in that same mindset. And the second part of the fifth sales skill is all about abundance mindset. And again, I am not a spiritual leader or anything like that, but I can tell you that having an abundance mindset is going to change the game for you, because you're going to be walking into a sales call, Facebook Live, you know, doing your Instagram reels and all of that stuff with the idea that there is enough for everyone. There are enough leads. The right people are coming to you. Because if you don't believe that you will get this done, if you don't believe that people are going to buy your offer, you're going to be showing up from an energy of exactly that. The fact that no one wants this, no one's gonna buy it, who's gonna buy it from me? You know, all of these different things. But really, I want you to be tapping into your abundance mindset, where you know that the right people are coming, and you know that even though your competitor just, you know, snagged five clients that you were talking to in the last month, you know that many more people are out there. So really, working on your abundance mindset should be key every single week if you want to be making more sales. Because it's not just about the active listening and objection handling and all of that. Because the way that you do things often matters more than what you do. Because you could be taking someone's strategy, literally like A, B, C, D, E, step by step, and it not be working because you're showing up from the wrong energy, which is why you need to be working on your abundance mindset. And this is how you're going to nail your sales. Because today I give you what could be the blueprint for your sales. Five really important skills, probably more than five, because we went in depth into a lot of them. But I would love to hear from you. Generally, I love to hear what you guys think about this podcast, because it's my opportunity to give you a lot more value than just, you know, in an Instagram post or something like that. So I want to hear from you. What is the one skill that you're trying to work on? What do you feel like you're missing in your sales cycle and your sales skills? Because sales is something that we need to get comfortable talking about. Sales, money, business, it's all one thing. So this is why I want to be opening the door for you to become more comfortable with sales. And I want you to take today's lesson and to be writing these things down and to be thinking of how you can implement them so you can get the most value out of it. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want more exclusive tips on how to scale your business and sell with ease, join me in my free Facebook group where I host weekly lives and Q&As filled with even more value. Click the link in the show notes or just search Badass Business Club on Facebook. If you enjoyed what you heard today, leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the message. It honestly helps a lot. And don't forget to tag me on social @ClaudiaManjack when you're listening. See you next week.